This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that Charaideo Moidam of Assam is being included in the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that it will be the 43rd site of India in the list and the first cultural world heritage site from the northeast. Elaborating on why it is such an important place, Mr. Modi said, Charaideo was the first capital of the Ohom dynasty. The people of the Ohom dynasty traditionally kept the mortal remains of their ancestors and their valuables in the Moidam. The Prime Minister added that the Moidam is a symbol of reverence for the departed kings and dignitaries of the Ohom Empire. Mr. Modi noted that a country can progress only by taking pride in her culture. Highlighting the efforts being made in India in this regard, he mentioned Project Pari, which stands for Public Art of India. The Prime Minister observed that Project Pari is becoming a great medium to bring emerging artists on one platform to popularize public art. Speaking about the handloom industry, Mr. Modi lauded 250 women from Rohtak district of Haryana for joining the Unnati self-help group and spreading the magic of colors on clothes. The women joined the self-help group and received training in block printing and dyeing. Mr. Modi stated that many people who never used khadi products before are today wearing khadi with great pride. He said the turnover of khadi village industry has crossed 1.5 lakh crore rupees for the first time, which is an increase of 400%. The Prime Minister said Paris Olympics are the flavor of the season in the world right now. He said the Olympics give Indian players a chance to hoist the tricolor on the world stage. He asked people to encourage the players and cheer for Bharat. Touching upon the challenge of the drug menace, the Prime Minister said that every family is worried that their child might get caught in the grip of drugs. He informed that the government has taken a special initiative called Manas, which is a step in the fight against drug abuse. The helpline and portal of Manas were launched recently and a toll-free number 1933 has been issued. The International Tiger Day will be celebrated across the world tomorrow. The Prime Minister said, tigers have been an integral part of the Indian culture and people in the villages around forests know how to live in harmony with the tiger. The Prime Minister also asked the listeners to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with 15th August approaching. He underlined that the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign has become a unique festival in upholding the glory of the tricolour. A two-day meeting of the chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of the BJP-ruled states is underway at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP chief JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other senior BJP leaders are attending the meeting that began yesterday. In a social media post after attending the first day of the meeting yesterday, Mr. Modi said that he met BJP chief ministers and deputy chief ministers. He said that the party is working tirelessly to further good governance and fulfill the aspirations of the people. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tokyo today ahead of the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting tomorrow. They had a wide-ranging discussion on regional and global issues. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India-US bilateral agenda is progressing steadily and he is looking forward to attending the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting. In Delhi, three students were killed after a basement of a coaching institute in Old Rajendranagar got flooded due to heavy rainfall yesterday. Police said some students trapped inside the basement have been rescued and three of them have been admitted in hospital. Police have registered a criminal case and detained two persons in this connection so far. The Delhi government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. Students staged a protest outside the coaching institute. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, defending champions India will face host Sri Lanka in the final match of the tournament at the Rangiri Dambulla International Stadium this afternoon. Harmanpreet Kaur-led Women in Blue will aim to lift the title for the 8th time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.